Amen. He is risen.
感谢主，耶稣基督复活。
That first Easter morning, he rose and he appeared to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, and they ran and told the disciples.
在复活第一日的清晨，他遇见了抹大拉的玛利亚及许多的妇女，他们告诉其他的门徒说，主耶稣基督已经复活。
Most of the disciples couldn't really believe it. How is that possible?
许多的门徒在当时都还不敢相信。
And they ran and hid and locked the door.
他们到处逃亡，甚至躲在房屋里面把门锁上。
And then Jesus appeared to them.
然后耶稣在他们当中显现。
In his physical body.
看到他复活的身体。
Let's read about it first in English and then in Chinese.
我们一起起立，我们再读今天的经文，先讲英文，先读英文，再读中文。我们一起来念。
Pick it up, John chapter 20 and verse 19.
约翰福音二十章十九到二十一节，我们一起来念，请。
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews.Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.
接着我们读中文圣经，约翰福音二十章十九到二十一节，请。那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我。”我也照样差遣你们。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, it is so good to be together here this morning, singing your praise.
你是何等的荣耀，何等的美。
Thank you, Lord, that you make it clear you inhabit the praises of your people.
主啊，你在天上，我们在地上，我们在这里献上我们的赞美。
Lord.As we lift up your word now, we pray you would give us understanding.
当我们在读你的话语的时候，求圣灵指教，使我们明白。
We pray if there's anyone here this morning who thinks that you are far away, they would hear you calling them to draw close.
当中若有人觉得离上帝非常遥远，圣灵祈求你亲自带他到你的身边。
Lord, give us eyes to hear and ears to understand and hearts to receive your grace.
使我们有看得见的眼睛，听得到的耳朵，而且可以接受主你的心。
We pray in Jesus' name and for His glory.
奉主耶稣基督荣耀的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
So the disciples here are confused and scared and in hiding.
门徒觉得非常的困惑，然后他们躲在一个地方。
Have you ever been there?
你有经过这样的情况吗？
Their world has been turned upside down. Nothing has gone as they expected.
他们的世界被颠覆，因为与他们所想的不一样。
So they've locked the doors and they're just trying to stay out of trouble.
所以他们将门关上，想要躲避一切的困难。
Can you relate to that?
你可以想到你的生命好像有这样的情况吗？
Just a week before, everybody had been celebrating as Jesus came into Jerusalem.
其实在一个礼拜前，当耶稣进城的时候，大家都非常欢欣，大家都在庆祝。
They were excited about political change.
他们心中想说，啊，终于要换一个人做王了。
They wanted Jesus to take over the government.
他们想要耶稣就将政府给推翻，换耶稣来做王。
Does that sound familiar to you?
你有这样的想法过吗？
Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel.
他说，何撒那就是称赞上帝说奉主名来的是应当称颂的，他们这样描述耶稣。
Of course, political revolution was not Jesus' plan at all. He had much bigger plans.
但是主耶稣基督来不只是改变政治的环境，他有更高的意思。
Nevertheless, his enemies were very jealous of his popularity.
主耶稣基督他有敌人，他的敌人 嫉妒他怎么这么受民众的欢迎跟拥戴。
They mocked him and lied about him, and then they crucified him.
他们嘲笑他，他们毁谤他，最终他们钉他。
And now they're just going on about their business.
然后他们继续过他们自己的生活。
So the disciples just want to hide.
所以这些门徒现在在迫害当中只想躲起来。
For Peter had denied knowing him at all.
甚至他的使徒彼得他说我不再认识你，我不再认你。
Have you ever been there?
你有这样的情况吗？
We can certainly relate to being hated.
我们可以感受到这样的情况。
In today's society, Jesus' enemies are cursing his churches and calling this book hateful.
在当今的社会，耶稣基督也有敌人，神也有敌人，说圣经这本书是充满着恨意的书。
Today, there's a lot of religious leaders calling for political change, wanting to challenge our government.
现在我们就看到政治的环境败坏，有一些属灵的领袖，他们说不可以再这样子，政府需要改变。
But our society is telling us the God of this book is dead. They have killed him.
但是我们的社会逐渐取得一个想法，这个共识就是说，这本书的上帝其实不是活的上帝。
And now they're just going on about their business.
然后他们就继续过他自己想过的生活。
Say we can have our religion, just don't teach what this book says.
所以说，就越来越少人能够明白这一本书，越来越少人来教导这本书。
Like the disciples, we might just want to run and hide.
甚至我们就开始退缩，就如同今天我们看到这一段经文，门徒在躲避。
They did not see any of this coming, even though Jesus told them several times.
甚至耶稣在之前说我会复活，他们也没有想到，一直到耶稣今天真的在他们面前显现。
Now, 3 years earlier, when they first met him, they were very excited.
3年前，当门徒初见耶稣的时候，他们非常之兴奋。
This is John chapter 1.
在约翰福音第一章的时候这样说。
They believed that he was, as John the Baptist said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
这些门徒相信主耶稣基督就是那个看啊神的羔羊，将要除去世人罪孽的。
Andrew went and told his brother Peter, "We have found the Messiah."
安德烈碰到他的好弟兄彼得，他就跟彼得说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了，就是救主。
”And then, Philip went and told Nathanael, "We found the one that Moses and the prophets wrote about."
腓力就找到拿单叶，他就跟拿单叶说，摩西在律法所写的和众先知所记的那一位救主，我们今天遇见了。
And then Nathanael said to Jesus, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
当拿单叶接触到耶稣的时候，他就承认，他就说，老师，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
And then for 3 years, they walked with him, seeing him do all kinds of miracles, raising the dead, walking on water, commanding the demons to leave.
门徒与耶稣生活的3年，看到他使人疾病得着医治，他使人的生命得着改变。
If only we could stay in all those wonderful times.
他们就想要有这美好的生活。
Why can't we have church camp every week? Why can't we do retreats all the time?
就像是我们在教会里面说，在这里真好，我们很想要一直继续下去。
One time, Peter and James or John were on a mountaintop and saw Jesus transfigured, and he was talking to Moses and Elijah.
有一次，彼得、雅各、约翰这三位亲近的门徒跟耶稣上山，看到耶稣在山上变相，变成荣耀的样式，与先知摩西、以利亚在说话。
They said, wow, let's just stay here on the mountain. Peter said, let's build 3 tents and just stay here.
彼得说在这里太好了，我要留在这里，他让我们盖3个帐篷，我们就住在这里吧。
They couldn't stay there.
但是他们其实不能一直留在那里。
They had to go back down into the valley.
因为他们在地上还有任务，还要再下来。
And then things got really ugly.
然后就有试探，就有苦难在等待他们。
Nothing happened as they hoped.
不是照门徒的所想，因为神的旨意有他更崇高的旨意。
Jesus told them many times exactly what was going to happen, but they just couldn't hear him because it was so completely different from what they were hoping for.
其实上帝的旨意早就跟他们揭露好几次，好几次，可是他们的心未被打开，以至于不能顺服。
But then it actually happened. He was killed.
所以当耶稣他讲的话，今日在那个时候就实现了，他就在十字架上面为众人而死。
They're confused. They're depressed. They just go in and lock the door and hide.
当这件事真实发生的时候，他们反而困惑，他们反而觉得忧虑，就躲起来将门锁上。
Can you relate to that?
你有没有想过这样的情况呢？
We've got some really good news.
但是我们有很好的消息。
Jesus came to them and he comes to us and he says, follow me.
当这些门徒聚在一起躲藏的时候，耶稣亲自在他们当中显现，说跟从我。
He didn't rebuke them, he just said,
他没有去责备他们，他只是说来跟从我吧。
And even though there was so much they didn't understand, they knew that they could trust Jesus.
虽然他们懂得不是很多，但是他们心里知道他可以相信主耶稣基督。
They knew his voice and he knew their names.
他听他的，他认识他的羊，他的羊听他的声音。
Jesus said to them, peace be with you.
他对这些门徒说：“愿你们平安。”
He knew they needed peace.
他知道他们需要的是平安。
They didn't need political strength. They didn't need cultural ease. They didn't need wealth. They needed peace.
他们不需要政治上的得胜，他们不需要财富上的丰裕，他们需要的是生命生活当中的平安。
You and I need peace. How do we get peace in the midst of this broken world?
在这破碎的世代里面，我们怎么样可以得着真正的平安呢？
Money and power won't get it for us.
金钱与权势不能使我们到达那里。
Money's a good thing, but sometimes it'll just make the problem worse.
金钱虽然是好的，但是有时候使我们的问题变得更加糟糕。
Our government keeps throwing money at problems, and the problems are just getting worse.
例如说，政府不断地印钞票来刺激经济，但最终问题仍然没有解决。
Money won't fix our problems. Education won't fix our problems either.
就像是钱一样，教育甚至都不能解决我们人生的问题。
Many times, I'm educated. I know exactly what the right thing to do is, but I'm still foolish.
甚至我们受到高等的教育，其实我们的行事对我们的家人，我们仍然是非常之笨拙，非常之愚蠢。
Melissa says to me, "You know very well you shouldn't eat that. That'd be bad for your heart."
她说你非常的需要来改变，因为对家人、对你的环境，我们都需要改变。
I eat it anyway.
她说这个东西你不应该吃，但是我还是把它吃了。
Sometimes, just like money, education can make the problem worse.
所以金钱、教育都不能提升我们。
I think we're too smart for our own good. Not even a seminary degree will fix our problem.
甚至你拿神学院的文凭，但如果你生命没有改变，是一无好处。
The problem is in here, in my heart.
问题在哪里？问题在我们的心中。
I need personal help.
我需要我个人的帮助。
I'm broken. My heart has to be remade.
我的心是破碎的，我需要再重新被建造。
King David said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me."
合神心意的大卫王他说：“神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我的里面重新有正直的灵。”
Jesus said, "You must be recreated. You must be born again."
主耶稣基督说：“你们必须重生。”
You want to be born again. You come to him this morning, confessing that you're a sinner and that you want his forgiveness.
你口里若承认你是一个罪人，需要耶稣的拯救，今天早上你就可以得着重生。
Listen, no amount of shame, nothing you say can surprise God.
再羞辱、再黑暗，都不能使耶稣基督与你的爱隔绝。
He redeems.The sickest, the most depraved, the most lost people in the world.
在最黑暗、最痛苦的深渊里面，他拯救这些人。
Those who have disappointed everyone else in their lives and been given up on, they can come to Jesus and say, Lord.
如果你对世界失望、对环境失望、对家人失望， 主耶稣基督不让你失望，你可以到他面前。
Would you create in me a clean heart?
求主耶稣基督在我的内中重新造一颗清洁的心。
Jesus says, follow me, I will give you rest.
耶稣基督说，跟从我，我必使你得着真正的安息。
Now this message is not just for those looking for sympathy.
这一段经文不是来教会里面，我们只是要一个同情而已，不是同情。
We all deserve sympathy at times. Life can be brutal.
我们需要，的确我们需要人来了解我们，来同情我们。
But this is not about Jesus coming and saying, hey, you're not so bad, you've just been a victim of a really cruel world.
但是其实来到教会见主耶稣基督，它不是一个安慰剂而已，它不是，耶稣基督不是说啊没有问题，其实你还是一个好人。
Jesus spoke a lot about sin and judgment and hell.
其实耶稣基督讲了很多关于罪、审判、地狱。
And we admit that we are just capable of the worst sins as any other people.
任何一个诚实的人都会说，我们内中有黑暗，有罪恶。
This message is not for those looking for sympathy. It's not for those looking for insurance.
这一段经文也不是让你不除了同情以外，也不是让你去找一个保险，天国的保险。
Somebody wants to just pay their dues and get their ticket to heaven.
就是那种想法，就是说，哦，我来这里，我做了这件事，我就拿到天国的门票。
That's what you're looking for. We can't help you.
如果你是有这样的心态的话，我们需要改变。
This message is for those looking for redemption who want to be rescued.
这里。教会耶稣基督的拯救是为了这些来寻找拯救的人。
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Give me living water.
因为拯救的本质是人心的改变。
There's a lot I don't understand, but I want to follow you. I want to be born again. I want life abundant.
所以真正改变的人，他是耶稣基督的跟随者，他的心被改变，他愿意全然将生命交托给主。
You come forward this morning, join his church, join the assembly of the redeemed.
今天我们来到这个教会，这个教会是被救赎的教会，是耶稣基督的身体。
As we share our struggles with sin, as we share our struggles with confusion, our struggles with loving other people.
在这里，破碎的生命可以真诚的被分享。
We were not meant to do any of this alone, so we can't do it alone.
既然是教会，我们在一起，我们就是在一起的，我们不是自己在这里。
You come join the assembly of the redeemed.
所以我们在这里就是一群被赎的群体。
Okay, there's so much more.
还有更多的事情。
Receiving his peace is not just a passive activity.
接收收耶稣基督的平安，不只是一个被动的行为。
It's not like relaxing on the beach and watching a beautiful sunrise while you eat your breakfast tacos.
不是躺在沙滩上面就吃你的早餐。
Receiving his peace goes hand in hand with actively going.
接受主的平安也需要我们个人的行动。
You know, it's the very best soldiers are the ones who love peace the most.
最好的战士其实是最爱和平的。
They can go out and fight the good fight as we lay siege to the gates of hell.
征战的目的是为着得到永恒的平安。
And if we forget our commission,
如果我们忘记我们的使命，
he says, go, we will no longer have peace.
如果忘记了使命，我们就得不到那永恒的平安。
Jesus said to them again, peace be with you as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.
愿你们平安，耶稣讲了两次，所以在二十一节，耶稣基督又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Who are you following right now?
现在你跟随的是谁呢？
We've all got to follow somebody.
我们终究，我们还是跟随了某人或某事。
In the midst of this maddening world, we followPoliticians, scientists, follow professors, celebrities, influencers. We're going to follow somebody.
要么你就是沉迷政治，要么你就是沉迷科学，要么你就是跟这一个名人。
You don't know who you're following. Perhaps you're just following the crowd, letting the cultural currents carry you.
有时候你都没有想太多，你就是跟着社会的想法载浮载沉。
Jesus said there's a lot of false shepherds out there.
耶稣基督说这当中太多的虚假。
Leaders using their followers for their gain and engaged in robbing and killing and stealing.
最终还是走向了灭亡的道路。
If we're going to receive peace from Jesus, we're going to follow him fighting the good fight.
当一个耶稣的跟随者，我们就跟随主耶稣基督的带领，顺服他的旨意，做成他的工作。
Our goal is not to be as happy and comfortable as possible building our kingdom here on earth.
我们人生的目标不是就是过着顺遂的生活。
In fact, the Bible makes it clear, it'd be better once we come to know Jesus, better just to die now and go to heaven.
甚至有的人他说，现在可能我死了去见耶稣比活着更好。
But he keeps us here for a purpose.
但是他将我们留在这里是有用处，是有意义的。
The purpose is to know him and then go and make him known.
我们在人世最大的意义就是认识主耶稣基督，并且使人认识他。
Now we come to church week after week, studying the same lessons again and again and again.
我们在教会里面，我们常常学习神的话语。
If we lose track of our mission, then we're going to get bored staring at each other while we study the Bible.
如果我们一直不停的学习，但从来都没有走出去，没有真正的行动，那我们学习就失去意义。
But if we are going and sharing this message with new people, we will stay excited.
但如果我们将我们所得的分享给我们的好朋友，我们的生命就开始出现意义。
For example, I'd much rather watch one of our youth run a race than go to the Olympics and watch their races.
所以我们团体有亲密性，我们在教会里面，我们的活动是好过在外面看到，就算连奥林匹克的比赛都不如在我们教会的青少年他们在一起来的重要。
I'll never get bored watching our youth run a race. I'll be on my feet with excitement.
就像看到我们的青少年他们的成长，我们是何等的开心。
Okay, several months after this event, someone saw Jesus stand up.
在几个月以后，有人他亲自目睹了耶稣基督。
You know, the Bible says he's seated at the right hand of God.
看到他坐在父神的右边。
Well, a few months after this, one of the church's first deacons was being killed. He was being martyred, stoned to death.
在初代教会的时候，他们设立执事。在当时，《使徒行传》记载，有一位斯提凡 （Stephen） 这一位 deacon， 他被打死。
You might remember the story. The apostle Paul was standing there watching with approval.
在座有人可能记得这个故事。斯提凡他被打死的时候，使徒保罗就坐在旁边。当时他还没有悔改，还替人家拿衣服。
Well, just before he died, Stephen said, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
斯提凡当他被打死的前一刻，他抬头仰望，他说，我看见天开了，上帝的荣耀，人子站在父神宝座的右边。
Jesus was on his feet watching his friend cross the finish line.
主耶稣基督在天上，就在看着地上斯提凡，他要完成那荣耀的应许。
Don't you want to finish strong like that?
你想要像他一样，你的人生有一个荣耀的结束吗？
Hear his calling, know that trouble is coming.
不管有什么样的困难，但我们的生命当中有呼召。
He said a lot of trouble is coming. Things are going to get ugly and grievously violent.
不管这个世界有什么样的困难，这个世界有多么的败坏，有多么的残暴。
I want you to go and share the good news.
但主耶稣基督说，跟随我，将福音传给世上。
And when you bring a friend to Bible study and study the same passage you've studied 1,000 times, you'll be on your edge of your seat with excitement.
当你在教会里面，你读到圣经的时候，圣经感动你，使你有能力来跟随耶稣。
Better still, when we hear.Kind of testimonies that we're going to hear this morning.
等一下，我们有受洗的五位姐妹，她们将要分享她们的见证。
We're going to hear our brothers and sisters testify.
我们看到他们在 众人的面前，在天父上帝，在主耶稣基督，在圣灵面前来分享他们生命的见证。
And there's room for many more.
还有更多的人可以来到这边来归向主耶稣基督。
The Bible says, as Jesus carried his cross, he despised the shame and he endured it with joy.
当主耶稣基督他亲自上十字架，他背着十字架的时候，他就轻看羞辱，因为在他眼前有荣耀。
Psalm 22 talks about how he was looking forward to seeing the redeemed worshiping.
诗篇二十二篇就讲说，他何等的期待，当这些被赎的子民能够一起来敬拜荣耀的上帝。
So let us continue in worship. Where's our worship team?
所以让我们来继续来继续来敬拜上帝。
Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you.
我们祷告，天父上帝，谢谢你。
Thank you for your love, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice.
感谢你的爱，感谢你为我们的牺牲。
Lord, we pray you'd fill us with your peace and that we'd go out with joy.
我们祷告，你将我们充满你的平安，使我们生命再有喜乐。
If you're here and you have not put your faith in Jesus, we urge you to do it now.
如果在座有人你还没有将你的信心交给主耶稣基督，我们邀请你现在就来吧。
To say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner.
对主耶稣基督说，主啊，你是圣洁的，我是污秽的，我是罪人。
I believe that you died on the cross for my sins.
我相信你在十字架上面为我而死，是为着我的罪恶过犯。
And that you rose to new life.
你三日之后复活，得着新的生命。
Lord, I want to receive your forgiveness and have new life.
我要接受，求主来赦免我，求主来亲自来安慰我，使我有新生命。
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
使我内中再重新被造一颗新的心。
We pray in your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.